The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. Folks, really quick, we've been talking about George Washington's prophetic vision, which is in the Congressional Record, if you'd like to check it out. And interestingly enough, we're about halfway through. And I'll pick that up in just a second here. But just to do a bit of a recap here for you real quick. TSA not requiring IDs for illegals going to the airport. How does that make you feel? So much for terrorism, yeah, friends. Shows you it was and is created as a political tool, just like any other dictators used it. A judge orders IRS to find and restore lost emails. They're also calling for the arrest of Lois Lerner. We'll see what happens there. Whistleblower comes forth and says that the ultimate goal of the NSA is total population control. They're illegally spying on foreign nations as well, friends, just so you understand. And it is all coming from our governments. Former Al-Qaeda commander comes forth and says ISIS works for the CIA. And I shared with you during the first hour that, friends, don't tell me I didn't tell you how many years ago that this was going on. And I've shared with you time and time again the use of terrorism. Our forefathers told us that if tyranny or oppression ever come into this country, it will come in the disguise of fighting a foreign enemy. And we also know that Abraham Lincoln, love him or hate him, was right when he said that, listen, if we falter or fail, he said, we'll end up at length, we'll destroy ourselves. We're committing suicide. That's the only way that we're going to be destroyed, is what he said.
From within, we'll lose our freedoms from within. It's a great point that goes to show you that, listen, not only, you can't just say this because we established a good thing, you have to maintain it. Just because our founding forefathers established this constitutional republic, and because we fought, and many men and women have fought, bled, and died to preserve it, doesn't mean that we can just let it go.
Yeah, yeah.
We can't say, well,
as if it just remains on its own.
You keep do it with your house. You just let your house go. Don't upkeep it, clean it, keep repair. It's going to fall down. Same way as we have preserved this, and this you know, vision that you're going through with George Washington is absolutely amazing.
I want to finish this though. Abraham Lincoln said America will never be destroyed from the outside. He said if we falter and lose our freedoms, it will be because we destroyed ourselves. We'll commit suicide because, in other words, we're not willing to fight for what's been given unto us.
I think that's a pattern of what we're seeing here today.
Totally.
Lots of people complain about it. They say, oh, amen, when you post a good something on Facebook.
Do you remember?
But how many people are willing to do something?
Do you remember that one time we were in Michigan and we sat and spent, probably half the day with that family? And this guy, I just, I want that portion of my life back. But he knew everything that was wrong, and he was complaining about all these Christian organizations that are receiving millions of dollars a year, and they're sitting there doing nothing, and he's just so displeased with what he sees through the lack of action. And, well, you know, it wasn't, what, 4 or 5 hours into our conversation, all of a sudden he looked at me and he says, me and my wife got to get to the lake.
Yeah.
And there's nothing wrong with going out to the lake. There's nothing wrong with that. But when you know the situation,
it's where your priorities are.
It totally is. And I'm just thinking to myself, did you listen to a word that you just got done telling me over the last 4 and 5 hours?
Yeah. You know, if you think about it, it's kind of interesting.
They're in a make-believe world.
Yeah. You know, even when the Lord created the universe, he worked all days, and then he made one day Sabbath for rest. And our priority should be to preserve preserve our republic. Our priority should be to do our duty because we love this country, because we see the sacrifice of many men and women, and ultimately because we're Christians and we want to uphold, the
Christian
principles.
We're called to be the light of the world.
That's right, to establish this nation. So when you go and you say, listen, if that's your top priority and that's what you're fighting for, you know, these things that are nice, like you said, there's nothing wrong with going to the lake, but that should be secondary to your duty. What's more important? Listen, if you don't have a republic, you ain't got no lake you're going to be able to go to.
That's exactly right.
You can turn that game on, but if you're, by a dictatorship and a tyrant's ruling over you, you can't do any of that stuff. You got to make sure you put your house in order and put first things first so you can establish things. Well, I got to spend time with my kids. Well, listen.
Yeah, I had the point made.
Exactly.
Go for it.
Richard Baxter said, recreation should be to the minister as wedding is to the mower. In other words, it's for the sake of sharpening. You don't have fun for the sake of having fun. You have fun and recreate for the sake of resting and recharging your batteries to be able to go back into the fight. It's like a doctor. I mean, what would you think of a doctor if everybody's sick, he has the cure, but he wants to take a break or take a vacation or whatever. If he has the ability to... Yeah. I mean, he needs rest just
he
like anybody else.
He would spend himself to death to get that remedy to the people that were sick because he loves the people. That's a great analogy.
Oh, that is a good point. It proves another point of, I remember Oskar Schindler, who saved all those Jews, when talking about Schindler's List. But what did he say at the end of his life? He didn't say, look at how many men and women and children I saved. No, he was so upset because he said, I could have gotten more. I should have gotten more. That should be our heart's desires. We can always do more, not sit back and say, well, did my duty for today.
He realized after the fact that he could have sold more of his possession to save more lives.
That's right. And
he was broken in heart because he didn't do that. And the Jewish people that were preserved by the hand of God, might I add, came up to him and consoled him in the fact that, no, you've done enough. And he realized within himself that he didn't do enough. And we don't want to spend our days on a deathbed wishing we would have did it while we had more time to do it.
Right, exactly. No regrets.
What were you going to say, Chase? Were you going to finish that up?
No, I was going to say, I mean, even the doctor needs recreation. Even he needs the time to rest and relax. But it's for the sake of being able to heal that many
rejuvenate
more people,
to go
being
back out.
More effective in ministry, not relaxing from it, but to
Kevin Booth, she's got a great point. She said this. She said, I pray that if our people get too comfortable in their barracks, that the Lord will burn the barracks down. Now, what was she saying? That was a figuratively speaking. But when you come to your barracks for a chance to rest, that's to rejuvenate, to recoup, to go back out to the battle, not to sit there and maintain yourself there, but say, listen, I got to get refreshed so I can go back out and do what I'm doing. That's why the Lord created the Sabbath, to have a time to rest, recuperate, rejuvenate yourself for those days of work that are ahead of you.
I love that. As a matter of fact, it was Catherine Booth who had said that, how can the world and the church jog comfortably together? And interestingly enough, she was right on the money when she said that. I want to hear that analogy one more time because that is a great analogy. Who said that?
Richard Baxter. It's actually E.M. Bounds' book, Power of Prayer.
Yeah.
Yeah. But he said, relaxation or recreation to the minister is as wedding to the mower. It's for the sake of sharpening. It's for the sake of making us more effective in what we're doing, not taking us away from it.
And that's right. And I think that is exactly the essence of everything that we're called to do as Christians and patriots, which are one and the same. You can throw in conservatives, which should be actingly accordingly to the commandments and dictates of the Christ who loved us and died and gave himself for us, and namely for our sins through his blood. But interestingly enough, if we have the cure, why wouldn't we be in a rush to get to the world to give it? That's really what it comes down to. So anyways, in saying that, friends, Stephanie's actually, again, live radio, trying to pull up this quote from Doc Catherine Booth really quick because it is second to none.
I got it.
Okay.
Working a little slow here. Oh, we'll get it right at the other side of this
up,
break.
Isn't it? Hey, folks, when we come back, we're going to finish up this prophetic vision of George Washington, which is recorded in the Library of Congress. And then I'll lay out the premise for you really quick, and then we'll finish that up. We're about halfway through that right now. But I want to hear this quote by Mrs. Catherine Booth, one of the founders, the wife of
the
William
founder.
Booth, the founder of
the Salvation Army.
Yep. Awesome ministry. It's not what you see today, by the way, neither, friends. Completely opposite, as a matter of fact.
Hey, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, You can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your Healthy Start Pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM at sonsoflibertyteam.com.
Think the national debt is $15 trillion? Boston U economics professor Lawrence Kotlikoff astutely points out that after factoring in guarantees such as Social Security, Medicare, Medicaid, and defense expenditures, the national debt is closer to $211 trillion. Mathematically, this debt is not serviceable via taxation. And for politicians on Capitol Hill, default is not an option. So we can expect the Federal Reserve to monetize the shortfall, resulting in even more confiscation of our hard-earned savings via inflation. Hi, my name is Adam Miller with Midas Resources. In light of the MF Global swindle, it is now more apparent than ever that our savings investments are not secure in the hands of traditional banking institutions overseen by government technocrats kept in their back pockets. Call me today at 800-686-2237, extension 148, to find out how you can protect your savings from confiscation with liquid, portable, and private precious metals. I'll even send you a booklet titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold to serve as a guide. That number again is 800-686-2237, extension 148. 800-686-2237, extension 148.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty, friends. Steph, give it to us. Catherine Booth.
Catherine Booth was a fiery...
co-founder
of the Salvation Army, a fiery female preacher. In her book, Aggressive Christianity, she exclaimed, "Opposition, it is a bad sign for the Christianity of this day that it provokes so little opposition. If there were no other evidence of it being wrong, I should know it from that. When the church and the world can jog along together comfortably, you may be sure there is something wrong. The world is not altered. Its spirit is exactly the same as it ever was. And if Christians were equally faithful and devoted to the Lord and separated from the world, living so that their lives were a reproof to all ungodliness, the world would hate them as much as it ever did. It is the church that is altered, not the world."
Amen.
That's a great gold nugget.
Oh, it totally is. And it's right on the money. Friends, talking about George Washington's prophetic vision. Got a little something in betweenies concerning those branches on the tree.
That's right. Snacks in between the main course.
I love that stuff, though. I really do. Okay, so we're talking about the prophetic vision of George Washington, the father of America. Again, friends, if you'd like to check this out, you can go ahead and check it out. It is recorded in the Library of Congress. You can take it for what it is, but it's interesting how prophetically accurate Mr. George Washington was to nail the Civil War. And I believe he may have been talking about the War of 1812 as well, coming out of the Revolution. But also keep in mind, during this time that he got this prophetic vision, they were encamped midwinter at Valley Forge, which was the lowest point of the American Revolution. And they had almost lost every battle, and they were in constant retreat since the beginning of the war up until this point. Let me explain. We'll go on. In the middle of this vision here, and I'll reiterate just one paragraph, and then we'll take it from there. He said, "Again, I heard the mysterious voice say, 'Son of the Republic, the end of the century cometh. Look and learn.' And this is the dark, shadowy angel as he turned his face southward, and from Africa, and I saw an ill-omened scepter approach our land, he said it fitted slowly over every town in the city of the latter. The inhabitants presently set themselves in battle array against each other. As I continued looking, I saw a bright angel on whose brow rested a crown of light on which was traced the word union. Bearing the American flag which he had placed between the divided nation and said, "Remember, you are brethren." This is the Civil War, friends. Instantly, the inhabitants, casting from them their weapons, became friends once more and united around the national standard. That's exactly what's become of this vision. Again, he's talking about the Civil War. And again, I heard the mysterious voice saying, "Son of the Republic, look and learn." At this dark, shadowy angel placed a trumpet to his mouth and blew three distinct blasts. And taking water from the ocean, he sprinkled it upon Europe, Asia, and Africa. He said, "Then my eyes beheld a fearful scene. From each of these countries arose thick black clouds that were soon joined into one. Throughout this mass, the gleamed and dark red clouds that were soon joined into one." He said, "Throughout, he said, that light by which I saw hordes of armed men who, moving with the cloud, marched by land and sailed by sea to America. Our country was enveloped in this volume of cloud, and I saw this vast armies devastate the whole country and burn the villages, towns, and cities that I beheld springing up. As my ears listened to the thundering of the cannon, clashing of the sword, and the shouts and the cries of millions in mortal combat, I heard against the mysterious voice saying, 'Son of the Republic, look and learn.'" Son of the Republic, look and learn. When the voice had ceased, the dark, shadowy angel placed his trumpet once more to his mouth and blew a long and fearful blast. Folks, we're talking about George Washington's prophetic vision of America. If you'd like to be a part of the show, 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747. What are your thoughts? I'm curious. I really am. He goes on, "Instantly a light as of a thousand suns shone down from above, and Pierce broke into fragments the dark cloud which enveloped America. At the same moment, the angel upon whose head still shone the word Union, and who bore our national flag in one hand and sword in the other, descended from the heavens, attended by legions of white spirits." Interesting. Reminds me of the Word of God in the book of Psalms, where he talks about how the angels of the Lord will hearken unto the commandments of the Lord to do them. "These immediately joined the inhabitants of America, who I perceived were well nigh overcome, but who immediately, taking courage again, closed up their broken ranks and renewed the battle." Are we seeing this roll out today, friends? "Again, amid the fearful noise of the conflict, I heard the mysterious voice saying, 'Son of the Republic, look and learn.' As the voice ceased, the shadowy angel from the last dipped water from the ocean and sprinkled it upon America. Instantly, the dark cloud rolled back together with the armies it had brought, leaving the inhabitants of the land victorious. I shared on the radio yesterday how a prominent evangelist known worldwide was in the state of Minnesota here, and it came to my ears that he had prophesied that America would be spared. I've always believed that. I've never doubted that, no matter what the conservatives say, no matter what the atheists say, no matter what the homos say. Listen, friends, I already understand what it's like to do business with the enemy. It's not a good place to put yourself because you're always paid back by that piper, aren't you? But in God's mercy, I also see that the devil's defeated through the grace of Jesus Christ. You want to talk about a dominator? Let's talk about the Holy Ghost. You want to talk about one who conquers? Let's talk about the Christ who was crucified, who was buried, and was blown out of the grave, who sits at the right hand of our Heavenly Father. Amen. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord has meaning, doesn't it, friends? You want to talk about the lion? Let's talk about the lion of the tribe of Judah. You want to talk about war? Let's talk about the man of war. You want to talk about the Redeemer? Let's talk about the Christ. You want to talk about the price? Let's talk about the blood. You want to talk about mercy? Let's talk about our Heavenly Father. You want to talk about love? It's all encompassed in Him. The Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Friends, when you are nigh unto Him who is ever before you at your right hand and you shall not be moved, you don't want to leave that place. And you don't want to offend Him. Like David rightly said, he said, Lord, I pray that you let no iniquity have dominion over me. I pray that you order my steps and establish my thoughts. He cared more about the presence of God and the mind of Christ and the heart of God than he cared about anything else, because now he understood where his end is at. Actually, I shouldn't say his end. His eternity is at.
That's right.
We're going to go on and 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 on. You know, I've often said this. I'm just kind of on a rabbit trail right now. But I've often said to people, listen, I deserve hell. If I end up in hell, that's where I deserve to go. But I want to make sure that while I live, I want to make sure that everything that I do pleases my Heavenly Father. I want to make sure that everything that I do lives and glorifies for His purposes. And if I don't have enough grace to keep His commandments, I ask the Lord, give me more grace to keep your commandments even better than what I do now. Perfect that which concerneth me for your glory. But boy, oh boy, I'm getting off base here. My point was this, friends, that my hope is in Christ. I've never lost that. If I lost that, I wouldn't have got up today. If I didn't have a future and a hope, a promise given unto me by my Heavenly Father, either in peace or in war, I couldn't get up and go on. And I know this. I know that with George Washington, I know his heart in the sense of he believed regardless of his circumstance. And I know that we're being inundated with hopelessness, with fear, everything contrary to who we are, and everything contrary to what Christ gives. Because again, friends, we understand that reason is enemy to faith. We also know that fear works against faith. And we know that the fear that the Son of God gives unto us overcomes the world. I know that. I live that.
Yeah, you know, that's the one thing I would say from reading your vision here that I had wrote down from George Washington. He had got that vision, he received that vision when they were in a sense of constant retreat. But at that point, the lowest point of the Revolutionary War, he didn't give up. He said, all is lost. He never said, all is lost. He never said, listen, we can't fight back. There's nothing we can do. He kept moving forward.
Yes, he did. Folks, we're going to come back. We're going to finish it off. You got Bradley and Stephanie, sonsoflibertyradio.com. We got a phone call coming out of Wyoming and others. We'll take those right when we get back. sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Spring time is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials, including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case. Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids.
I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again.
I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now, I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terraganics. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Sons of Liberty. Got Bradley and Stephanie, 1-866-233-0747. I should, out of courtesy, just answer this call real quick. Barry from Wyoming, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. Got Bradley and Stephanie. How are you, sir?
Hi, Bradley. Very good. I talked to you about last year, last summer. You know, I wanted to say thank you very much for talking about with George Washington's vision. We have a pastor in Greeley, Colorado, that is teaching the exact same things that you are, getting people out involved in the government. You know, I'll call a local radio station here, and, you know, people really want people to stand up, just like you are, and it encourages us to stand up, and then as we stand up, more people are willing to stand up, but, you know, we have to speak, and the sad thing is too many people are afraid because they think people will make a mockery of them, but no, the Holy Spirit will back you up if you're willing to speak.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, open your mouth wide, and I will fill it, as the Lord said. So, incredibly, when you're saying that, we have to be able to say, listen, regardless of anyone's going to stand up, I will stand up. And then when you stand up, like you said, other people take courage and heart. They join together with you. Then they see, well, listen, if they can do it, then I can do it. And you know what? The Lord never called people that were qualified. He equipped those that were willing and obedient. If Moses, he said, well, listen, Lord, I cannot speak. I'm slow of speech. But God still used him. He brought him Aaron. You know, if you look at...
Pulling away the excuses that people may throw out there.
That's exactly right, because if you are obedient, you're right. The Holy Spirit will back you up and fill your mouth with the words to say.
Barry, go ahead.
Well, go ahead.
No, go ahead.
Because we stood up, we've actually exposed things here in Cheyenne, Wyoming, and we've actually got people awakened, and county commissioners, sheriff, people that are running for sheriff now that are going, I didn't realize this was happening. We have people that are going to be, I hold people accountable,
yep.
And we'll be accountable to we, the people.
Yeah, of course, and good government wants that. They want good people rallying behind them so they can all stand for something, and they know that that's how they're going to get the job done, is together, not individually. I mean, not that God cannot use individuals. Of course he does. But the point is, as I've said this 1,000 times, we the people has meaning, and when we the people come together, because for the most part, Barry, across the boards from coast to coast, from Texas to Minnesota, I'm hearing people saying the same exact things. Well, guess what happens when 312 million people come together and say enough is enough to the less than 1.7% of the population? Well, God forbid, we just might win our country. Of course we will, and we can, and we are.
Well, thank you so very much. I wanted to encourage you that we're out here backing you up.
Amen. I appreciate
you,
it very much, Barry. Can you hold on for 1 second, Chase? You're going to take that? Okay. Great.
Yeah, I mean, we appreciate it. You know, because yeah. You know, when you're out there and you're doing what we're doing on a 24/7 basis, you have people call and say, listen, we're taking courage and heart. We're listening to what you're saying. We're doing it. It encourages us to keep going, too, as well. We're not, like, impervious to needing some encouragement. Yeah, or, you know, a little encouraging word every now and again is good. It does a body good.
I want to answer one of the things that Barry asked. Actually said on live radio here on the Sons of Liberty, but I just went to my Bradley Dean. I just Google searched my name. Okay, on the very top, it's my You Can Run International. What we've done in high schools. It's a trailer of my war and what I've gone through through the process of doing high schools and reaching out to our posterity. Right under that is Wikipedia, which we've had to watch over the years. It just got to the point where, you know, it's like, you know, people know for the most part that people lie all the time. And so they're going to have to wait out for themselves and decide for themselves, as you know, what the facts really are. So You Can Run International is second on Wikipedia. That's the second on my Google search. The third is Sons of Liberty radio broadcast. And the fourth is Right Wing Watch, a communist organization, which, by the way, they continuously take shots at people that are actually standing up that are on the side of our constitutional God-given republic. Okay, so they're a communist organization. They're on my front page mysteriously. However they got there, nobody knows. Then we go to the next one on my Google search. It's Rational Wicca. And they're absolutely just so far out there, sick in the mind, they belong in jail. And then the fifth one, I believe it is Huffington Post. They had to make their own page out of me. They basically put my own page out there when Rachel Maddow, they had to stand behind their man, Rachel Maddow, with MSNBC, when she took a shot at us, and then we went after MSNBC. And, of course, you know that whole story. If you don't, go do a Google on it. And you can go to WorldNet Daily. Actually did an article probably about four weeks ago exposing what MSNBC did, so on and so forth. Okay, going down on my Google search is WorldNet Daily. I'm a commentator over there. Then going down from that is Sons of Liberty program information. And then they have in-depth articles. One again from WorldNet Daily. The next one again is from the Huffington Post. Interestingly enough, nobody knows how they get on the front page. And then we go to the another one. Bradley Dean never calls for the persecution of gays. This comes from a radical communist organization called Think Progress. My point is this, friends, if you think that you're going to change the future without troubling the present, you probably better wake up and smell the coffee, because that will never happen in a million years. Never happen in a million years. But it also shows me, going back to my Google page, that the left, as you call them, are well at work trying to demonize and to polarize anybody that doesn't agree with this criminal administration. You know, I mean, if the laws were enforced back from the 60s, 70s, and 80s, friends, not a one of these leftist bloggers would be out here, because they wouldn't be lawfully there.
Yeah, and you know, we have to take heart, because we can't think, listen, I don't want anyone to say anything bad about
this
me.
This is my point.
What does the Bible say?
This
the Bible says in Luke 26, woe unto you when all men speak well of you.
For so did their fathers of the false prophets.
That's right. And we're
yes.
also supposed to rejoice and be exceedingly glad when we receive persecution, for great is your reward in heaven. As Catherine Booth pointed out in her quote, if we don't know anything about, you know, Christianity being wrong today, is the fact that it provokes so little opposition.
Yeah, yeah.
If we were doing our job, she's basically saying, the world would hate us as much as it ever did.
Isn't it interesting? You tell me, friends, when a Christian that is called to be the light of the world, that is to be holy as I am holy, you tell me how there is no controversy around that individual if they are actually walking the walk of Christianity. Jesus said, even those that live godly shall be persecuted for righteousness' sake. If there's no warfare around the person, and if that person doesn't have enemies for righteousness' sake, Well, friends, they don't stand for anything. Mm-hmm. And how can you not be a controversialist, especially in this time? I say this, it's a lack of Christianity in every sense of the word.
Absolutely. Because if you are true Christians, you'd find the controversy. Look at the biblical characters.
The book of Acts.
Yeah,
it's everywhere.
Look at Jesus. Look at David. Look at Daniel.
Well, I've had jokers I've had jokers tell me, can you find that quote from Mr. Calvin, please? I've had jokers tell me, speaking of which, we're having a little church now, friends, but it's interesting. Oh, you know, there doesn't need to be constant warfare around, you know, Christians. It doesn't need to be constantly. Really, what gospel are you preaching? I want to know what one you are preaching. Oh, the God loves you and has a wonderful plan. Can you show me that in Scripture, friends? We can go down line upon line, precept upon precept. If there's no opposition, there's no Christianity. Folks, this is why you have the government that you complain about. Because there are so few that are willing to actually stand up and live for the one that died for them. Both in the natural and in the spiritual, friends. And you know what? That is shameful, shameful conduct. It's shameful. How is it that you can just go along to get along with everybody else when you say that you live for the one that died for you? A bunch of fraternizers. A bunch of lukewarm, the one that Jesus said he would spew them out of their mouth. Wasn't it the Lord that said in Revelation 3, either you're hot or you're cold? He said, if you're lukewarm, I will spew you out of my mouth. Jesus said, as many as I love, I rebuke and I chasten, therefore be zealous and repent. The professed church in America isn't even preaching repentance. That's a sad day in America, is it not? And then we wonder why we have communists and radicals. No, the radicals should be the Christians.
It's because we're not radicals that we have the radicals.
It's embarrassing.
The quote unquote.
And the bad part of all this, the sorry part of all this, friends, is that those that call themselves Christians, they don't even have any shame for their lack thereof. I'm not saying walking around, provoking a fight at every turn. No, the enemies have already done that of the American Republic, right? You know, I like this. People have said to me, Bradley, you know, you're pretty radical. I said, well, if you want to change the future, you're going to have to trouble the present for the right reasons, not the wrong reasons. Let them call you names. Let them shout and shoot. Let them show everybody how low their mentality really falls. How reprobate they really are. Listen to this. John Calvin said this. He said, whomsoever the Lord has adopted and deemed worthy of his fellowship ought to prepare themselves for a hard, toilsome, and unquiet life crammed with very many and various kinds of evil. Is that true? Oh, my goodness, friends. Sometimes it's to the point of overkill. But I lay this question to everybody first in this studio. How is it that Bradley Dean, his name is smeared all over the website, but nobody else's is? How is it that people can follow the leader as long as it's the leader that's getting beat up and not them? Shame on you. Shame on those that are unwilling to stand up and take the shot. What, you're willing to go to war, but you're not willing to get shot at? That sounds like a prescribed, it sounds like a prerequisite. You laying out the warfare and what can be done in the war and what can't be done in the war. It's scary sometimes in the natural, friends. But we have to trust in the Lord with all of our heart and lean not to our own understanding. In all of our ways, lean not to our own understanding, but in all of our ways, acknowledge Him. I shared this couple months back with Stephanie, that very scripture, if you think about it, it's like you're ordering a package from heaven, right? You don't know in which manner or what route the Lord's going to take to get that package to you, but you know the package is coming. You have to stay home until the package is delivered, right? Receiving the end of your faith, even the salvation of your souls. And when I think of scripture, when he says that the Lord shows himself strong on the behalf of those who fear him, fear him, not fear the face of man. Luke 12:4. I just don't see how so many people in America line up with their professed Christianity when in fact Christ is nowhere in the equation because you haven't bore your cross yet. Therefore, you don't know the power of God unto salvation. And then you stand back and judge one that does understand. Friends, keep in mind, history is written by men who hung heroes. Don't be a part of the problem, be a part of the answer. History is written by men who hung heroes. Are you helping them hang the heroes, or are you standing with those that are the heroes?
We are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Well, this is Dr. Stan from Radio Liberty, and I wanted to take this opportunity to recommend Bradley Dean. I'm very impressed by him. He's articulate, and he has a tremendous grasp of the spiritual battle that's being waged today for the souls of men and the survival of Christian civilization. I recommend him and hope you will listen to him on a regular basis.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, proflowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to proflowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's proflowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in 4 delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, 6 vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Interestingly enough, friends, and I'll finish this off before the end of the show, I promise. Did our forefathers suffer persecution when King George called them ill-designing men? And that because of their offenses that they would be hung? Did they stay? Did they take a leap in the dark? A step of faith even when they couldn't see because they understood the scripture said, we walk by faith, not by sight? Did they stay the course, our forefathers? Yes, they did. Did they suffer persecution? Yes, they did. Did the prophets suffer persecution? Yes, they did. Did the apostles suffer persecution? Yes, they did. The only reason you don't have any enemies, friends, is because you've never stood for change. And when you do, you'll understand exactly what I'm talking about. Just like when Martin Luther King rightly said, that prophet of God, if you haven't found something to die for, it's because you haven't found something to live for. And here we are in America because of all the cowardice that goes on throughout this country. But I'll tell you what, their football team loses. You want to see boldness? That's where you'll see it. That's how much they hate their country. And you want to put hate and love into a category, friends? Read Psalm 109. David was hated for his love. And I'll tell you what, I'm hated for my love because I love my God and I love my country and I love my people enough to tell them the truth to grow up.
And it goes right along scripture. 2 Timothy 3:12 says this, yea, and all that will live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution. We talk about the founding forefathers, the men of God in the Bible, all these people that suffered persecution. Why? Because they lived godly in Christ Jesus. As you mentioned, when you're going to stand straight on the Word of God, don't look for enemies. Enemies will find you.
Let me ask you something. A great way to put this.
Yeah.
Is the Pelosi's of the world, are they condemned by the state-run media? Nope. They heap praises on that fool, yeah, that witch. What about Reed? They heap praises on that clown. What about that criminal in the White House? They praise him. They heap praises on that man. And everybody in America knows that he is illegally committing the acts against who we are as a people. Yet they allow it.
Mm-hmm.
So they hold the truth and unrighteousness. Let me say this to all you compromisers out there. The world judges Christians not by what the Bible says, but how Christians live. How do you live? That's a question you only can answer. I can't answer it for you. Folks, it's just at this point in today's Christianity that we find its greatest effect. There is little to nothing of the soldier elements in it. The discipline, the self-denial, the spirit of hardship, and determination that belong to the military life are so prominent in it are lacking in Christianity, yet the Christian life is warfare from beginning to the very end.
I love that quote. In fact, will you share that quote right now? I think that's by Smith Wigglesworth. Is that?
No, that's E.M. Bounds.
E.M. Bounds. E.M. Bounds wrote a great book on prayer, but that is so true, because so many times we can look and say, well, you know, military life makes sense. You know, if you're going to have an army go to war, they have to be disciplined. They have to make sure that they're prepared. Why can't we parallel that? Why is it such a stretch for quote-unquote Christians to see in the same way?
It's a lack of love.
Right.
Everybody praises the Navy SEALs, of course. Rightly so. Why not? That's how much they love their country.
But look at how much they discipline themselves because they love the country.
They are the elite of the elites. Why? Because they love their country so much that you know why they go to become Navy SEALs? Because they're willing to die for their country.
Yep.
Right. Here, listen, God's church is a militant host. Its warfare is unseen forces of evil with God's people composed of an army fighting to establish his kingdom in this earth. Their aim is to destroy the kingdom of Satan and to erect the kingdom of God over its ruins, which is righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Ghost. The militant army is composed of individual soldiers of the cross. The armor of God is its defense. And prayer is the added power that crowns it all.
That's right. And you know, and if
what do you say to that,
and if
friends?
It wasn't going to be a warfare, spiritually speaking, why would the Lord tell you to put on, you know, your breastplate of righteousness,
Ephesians
sword of the
6.
Spirit, you know, all these different things?
No, Bradley, come on. You know,
it's a little too literal.
Stephanie, how many people have we sat in the professed church in America? Oh, Bradley, come on.
Or
all the national church leaders in America that just don't have time to return their phone calls because they know what it's about, that Bradley Dean is coming on the scene and he's going to ask me to actually get out there in the battle with them. And we just don't hear back from them, friends. So you know what you have to do? You have to play the man. You have to trust God and you got to keep leading the way. And I'll tell you what, it's lonely at times, friends. It very much is. Can you imagine what George Washington, during the lowest point of the war at Valley Forge, losing every battle and in constant retreat since the beginning of the war, God comes along and gives him a vision and tells him exactly, verbatim, what's going to happen, identifying, perhaps, the War of 1812, perhaps the Civil War to a T, and then the coming third war. I finish with this. He said, "Then once more I beheld the villages and towns and cities springing up where I had seen them before, while the bright angel planting the azure standard he had brought in the midst of them. He cried with a loud voice, and he said, while the stars remain and the heavens sent down dew upon the earth, so long shall the Union last. And taking from his brow the crown on which blazoned the word Union, he placed it upon the standard, while the people kneeling down said, Amen. The scene instantly began to fade and dissolve. And George Washington said, and I at last saw nothing but the rising, curling vapor I at first beheld. This is also disappearing. I found myself once more gazing upon the mysterious visitor, who in the same voice I had heard before said, Son of the Republic, what have you seen? Is thus interpreted. Three great perils will come upon the Republic. That's you, America. The most fearful is the third. That's what's coming. But in the third great conflict, the whole world united shall not prevail against her. Amen. Hallelujah. I praise God in Jesus' name.
Amen.
The most fearful is the third, but in this greatest conflict, the whole world united shall not prevail against her. Now, to finish the story that I was telling you earlier about the evangelist word known worldwide, he began to talk about how America would be spared. Yes, but at what cost? What's going to be the process? What must the American people suffer to see the other side? George Washington finishes his vision. The most fearful thing is the third, but in the greatest conflict, the whole world united against her shall not prevail. Let every child of the Republic learn to live for his God, his land, and the Union. With these words, the vision vanished, and I started from my seat and felt that I had seen a vision wherein he had been shown to me the birth, progress, and the destiny of the United States of America. Let the enemies war. Let the enemy spit against heaven. Because God is not mocked. For whatever a man sows, that shall he also reap. Does not history teach you that, friends? The seed of the righteous shall be forever. 6,000 years later, we're still preaching from the housetops, aren't we, friends? We ain't going anywhere. Yes, that is in my definition. My list of definitions in
the Bradley Dean Dictionary,
yes.
And of course, in Deuteronomy 31:6, the Lord says, "Be strong and of good courage. Fear not, nor be afraid of them. For the Lord thy God, he it is that goeth with thee. He will not fail thee, nor forsake thee."
Note, Washington was losing the war up to the point of his vision. Having foreseen the victory in this vision, he claimed the victory, owned the victory, and went on to glorious victory, immediately crossing the Delaware River into the middle of winter against the advice of his general, to rout the Hessians at Trenton without losing a single man, a miracle. Yes, indeed. Let every child of the Republic learn to live for his God, his land, and his Union.
Amen. And for those of you who want to do just that and you say, listen, I want to rally behind this ministry going forth to do just that. We believe in the God of the Bible and we believe that our Republic will be restored, but we also believe we have to fight lawfully to make sure that it remains a free country, land of the free, as
God's
we are.
Law.
The home of the brave.
God's law.
Amen. Under God's law. So for those of you who'd like to join together in doing just that, please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. Again, that's sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to go to the circle with the stars and the stripes that says donate, speaking of living for your country, you can make a secure donation there. However, if you'd like to become a son or daughter of liberty, we talked about that earlier on in the show. You get a beautiful certificate. You get 25% off our product of the week every week. Many good things. But most importantly, you can feel good about giving financially towards a ministry that's really doing what needs to be done. As you can hear by all of our radio shows, we don't dance around the issues. We don't try to sugarcoat anything. It's black. It's white. It's the Word of God. And I think it's refreshing for people to hear because they're longing to hear the truth in a black and white version.
People are.
They really are. So for those of you that say, listen, I want to get behind you. I want to join together with you to do this. Please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com. You can either click on the donate button at the very top. Scroll down a little bit. If you'd like to become a son or daughter of liberty, it says become a son or daughter of liberty. You can do that in one of four easy ways. And, of course, we always want to equip you. So go to our store. You'll find lots of good DVDs, books, CDs. If you say, listen, I just can't talk to my mother-in-law. I can't talk to my sister. I really don't know what to say. Listen, give them a DVD and say, hey, I value your opinion on this. Give them a book and say, listen, I listen to this guy on the radio. What do you think of him? It's a great way for someone else. Sometimes it's hard to talk to your own family members. It's great for someone else to come in there and help along.
Folks, there are three stages to every great work of God. First, it is impossible. Then it is difficult. Then it is done. Who would have known better than Hudson Taylor, the great missionary to China? You got Bradley and Stephanie, Sons of Liberty Radio.com, 1 John 3:18. Love you by what we do. See ya!
What is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters
filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.